Some social media users in Vermont were abuzz this week after an article from Wired magazine said the Green Mountain State has a higher rate of toxic online comments than any other state in the country. Pretty quickly, lots of folks on social media were skeptical and started raising questions about whether Wired's conclusions were valid. Jessamine West is a librarian based in Randolph, and she's a self-described tech geek. She's also spent a good portion of her professional life in the online comments business as the director of operations for the website Metafilter. In her work, she spent a lot of time thinking about how people interact with information, and she saw this claim from Wired as a teachable moment in media literacy. Jessamine West joins me now. Hi, Jessamine.
Hi.
So first of all, the big question, does Vermont really have the most toxic commenters?
Well, I think the answer is we don't know, right? As with any sort of study, you have to look at, well, how was the study made? What were the parts of the study that went together? And Vermont does suffer from this thing that we like to call the per capita effect, which is because it has such a tiny population, things that rely on it's got a higher percentage of X than anything else. Vermont's got a ton of those just because it's so tiny. And so part of the question is, what are you really measuring when you're saying the most toxic trolls? And looking into this, the word toxic is a very specific term of art for the tool, this tool Perspective that's made by this company Alphabet, who you may know as Google. They're trying to look at comments and figure out with machine learning, is this toxic or not? And that was the tool that they used to determine the toxicity of the comments in the first place.
So even if it's hard to say maybe for sure whether Vermont's comments are the most toxic, are there conclusions that you do feel comfortable drawing from Wired's data?
Well, I think part of the thing is we don't have access to the data. So it's partly just learning about how they did their thing. Toxic can also mean mentioning sort of hot button topics. So talking about a racial slur is different from using a racial slur against someone. Or for instance, more simply, talking about gay people doesn't necessarily mean you're fighting about gay people. But so when I tossed in a comment, gay people are fighting for their right not to be harassed, that shows up as 50% toxic in the Perspective comment algorithm. And it may actually be that Vermonters are talking about social justice issues more than their, you know, companions across the river in New Hampshire. And it may actually be that they're more engaged, not necessarily more toxic, but that toxic looks at talking about difficult issues, not just using them against other people in harassing or harmful ways.
So there are news stories all the time that look at data in a certain way and then make a certain conclusion. If data is so easy to misread, what should news consumers do to make sure that they're getting the full story when they're looking at any given article that maybe says, you know, asserts Vermont is the most this or the least that?
Well, there's a couple things. I think the most important thing is to sort of say who says, right? I mean, one of the things that's worth knowing about anybody who's writing online is, you know, attracting eyeballs. These 50 state things are great because then you can get people from all 50 states linking to information about their own people, or like, you know, the great New Hampshire-Vermont rivalry can spring up as a result of this. That's good for people who author things that are advertiser-driven online. The next thing that's really important, though, is to swim upstream, right? The great thing about data is if you can access the same numbers, you can sort of assess it and draw your own conclusions. And that's tricky because for a lot of people who don't feel very computer savvy or who don't feel very good with numbers, maybe they don't feel like that's a thing that they could do.
Beyond the per capita issue, obviously, that's part of this here, that it's a small state, so things are going to stand out. Is there anything special about Vermont, or is it just more to do with the way that data are presented?
Well, I've always felt, and I live in Vermont, so obviously kind of I think about what's in my neighborhood, but I've always felt that Vermont was a little bit in a tech shadow. That is, the population's primarily rural. We don't have any really big urban centers. Many people live where there isn't a lot of good broadband. As a result, they're just a little sort of behind what you'd consider the normal curve for people interacting online. And trolls in general are people who are heavy, heavy, heavy online users. And so if you have heavy, heavy, heavy online users in a general geographic area with a much lower percentage of online people to begin with, Vermont skews older, older people are online slightly less. Vermont skews rural. Rural people are online slightly less. All of those things can make the overall pool seem less heavily online. Trolls would be more heavily online, therefore their contributions would be disproportionately represented, even if it's only, you know, five angry dudes.
Jessamine West is a librarian based in Randolph, Vermont. Jessamine, thanks for speaking with me.
Thanks so much.